When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 846. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have Don.
Hello.
Oh, Don. Matt.
Hello.
Rob.
Hello.
Chris.
Yes.
And back from BotCon 2023, Diecast.
Hey, everybody. It was really good.
Did it feel like BotCon? You've been to a couple, right?
Yeah.
Did it feel the same?
It had a different vibe, obviously, because there was no one going around going, hide your third party, hide your third party.
Yeah.
But, you know, they did have the custom class. I believe that was on Thursday. I didn't get there till Friday morning. And I actually walked in and the dealer room was open, which I didn't even realize the dealer room was going to be open because I guess I'm just on that TFCon schedule of dealer rooms open Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So that was like a surprise. So, of course, I walk into the dealer room and drop a bunch of money on Friday. I'm like, wow, I still got the whole weekend. But yeah, it was a really good vibe. There weren't any problems that I could see. You know, there were a couple things that weren't perfect, and I think it was the hotel's fault. Like, they were supposed to have a shuttle from the hotel to the mall because it's an impossible walk, and you know, there's people flying into this thing. So and for whatever reason that didn't happen, so it was a little bit difficult, not for me because I drove, but for some people to get back and forth, which really stunk. But I don't think that was any fault of the people from BotCon, as opposed to the hotel not doing what they said they were going to provide. Had a lot of fun. There was a lot of voice actors there. David Kay.
Did you know who David Kay voiced?
I did. Okay. I knew he voiced the big bot. David Kay was there. Scott McNeil, who I did not know who he voiced till they did the opening ceremony. And he did Rat Trap and Waspinator in the opening ceremony. And he went back and forth like with ease, which was just amazing.
He's very good.
He is really good. And we told stories about when, because Simon Furman actually wrote the opening script, and Simon Furman was there. And someone was telling me when Simon Furman wrote like four or five of David or of Scott McNeil's characters and made him switch back and forth between like four and five in one script, which was a little was a little much. But yeah, I got like going to these events and being able to, I got lucky enough to have like a private dinner almost with Scott McNeil. I got to talk to Simon Furman. I got to talk to Bob Budiansky. Just all these people that were there, Sue Blue. It was just a really good time. The only thing I felt a little stupid about was I actually waited like 2 hours for Scott McNeil's signature, and that was actually before I got to have dinner with him. But it was just, like I said, I wish you guys were there to experience it with me, but I had an amazing time and it was definitely worth it. And I would definitely go again. RoboSyn was there. I actually got the RoboSyn base stand for Optimus Prime that I kept talking about. They had it there and I purchased it, but I can't review it for like another month. Because it's technically not supposed to be out yet.
Oh, neat. Yeah, when you sent me that picture, I'm like, oh, cool. Okay. I had no idea. So, honestly, it sounds kind of like the genuine BotCon experience. That's encouraging.
Yeah.
Depending where it is,
the story they've heard of the old time BotCon experience, like in particular.
Depending where it is next year, I might plan to go.
Yeah. There's rumors that it might be at the same place, but none of that's been confirmed yet. So, and I have no inside knowledge, so I don't know where it's going to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's there, I'll definitely go again.
Ben Yu was there. I saw that. Looked Ben like he had a great time. There.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who a bunch of the Realm of Collectors guys were there. They were all super nice. Trying to think who else was there that was like, if I missed any influential names, TM reviews. And
does it count as taking a drink if Diecast names other reviewers?
Matt Baldwin or Matthew Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, it was really good.
He's been on the show. He's been on our Toy Fair live stream 1 year, I think, if I remember right.
Oh, really?
I think so. He's a good guy.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think. There was so much going on and there's so much going through my head that the Realm of Collectors had a party if you got their rock box, which is, you know, just a bunch of swag and a figure, which I'll talk about for what we got this week. But I got a rock box. So I was able to pick up at the event and it was open bar and everything, so of course I had a bunch of drinks, which was a great time.
No doubt.
Yeah.
The Diecast convention experience, lots of drinks.
Yeah. And Insane Galvatron, shout out to him, he actually gave me his table for part of Sunday because he wanted to leave early because he had such a, you know, long ride home. Unfortunately, BotCon dealer room on Sunday was dead. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because people had 2 days of shopping already. So most people were like shopped out already. I sold like two or three things, but it was, I shout out to him for, you know, allowing me to take his empty table for the rest of the day.
Hopefully he'll hear this. I really like, and I've always liked, and seeing Galvatron, we can just not agree on anything. he's a great dude.
Yeah. He's really good at like buying pieces and like putting them together to make a whole. Like he'll buy it, you know, what did he buy the 1 year?
Fortress Maximus,
and he was missing a head or something, and he had an extra, so he was able to make like a whole Fortress Maximus. And then he was doing the same thing this time with a Victory Leo, a G1, where he bought one and he had a couple extra pieces at home or something, so he's going to be able to make a, you know, almost 100% complete one. Man, he knows how.
That's old school. That's old school. Yeah, that's the way it used to be. Yeah.
Yeah, that's way too much work for me.
That's what Transformers collecting used to be, dude.
It is a lot of work, but like if you want to have a collection of stuff that is like pretty uniquely your toy, because you collected all the parts and you put that back together into something, you know, in really good shape from a bunch of junkers or whatever, like, you know, it's a very specific kind of experience. And like Brian said, that's the classic kind of G1 collecting that a lot of people who've come into this over the last 20 years just don't have the reference or experience of, because they didn't have to.
I've had to do it recently on certain things, and it's,
well, yes, but I also suggested to you to do it on purpose too, just to
I'm talking about Japanese G1 stuff.
Yeah, and I mean,
oh yeah,
of course it's going to be infinitely worse for, say, a G.I. Joe collector, and you're trying to do a flag or a terror drone. The only good thing is nowadays, if you want repo parts, you can get a good looking completed X somewhat easier nowadays. It depends on if you want all original.
No, we're not calling it X. We're calling it Twitter still, Don.
Well,
true, we get
very
it.
True, yeah. Very true. But yeah, I mean, so it's easier in some cases now, but also harder because it's so many years removed after these things came out. So there's, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
And I did text Don a couple times because I didn't want him to miss out. They did have a BotCon jacket, but he declined on that. Yes.
Yeah, it was how also much was $100.
That's it?
Yep. Yeah,
but I would have bought it for $100.
Right?
Yeah, I just...
How many of those exist? Like 20?
No. It was this year. It was a new jacket for this year.
Okay.
Me missing that shirt really kind of stays with me after a while.
It was a jacket. It was a jacket, not a shirt, wasn't it?
No, the what I missed by that one year that I missed was this. Was it a jacket? Yeah, it was a jacket.
It was a jacket. Yeah. It was a jacket,
not a shirt. Yeah.
But I texted him because I didn't want him to miss out again.
I appreciate it. But you didn't text me back on what the exclusives were other than that one very expensive Seeker that I didn't really want.
You know what? I really didn't know what the exclusives were. They did have a product panel which went over them, but that was like end of the day, Saturday or Sunday, maybe even. So it was like there was a KFC Masterpiece X Transbots Rekkar and Shattered Glass colors.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then there was a couple other things that were just like early releases, like Mastermind Creations had something that I'll talk about.
Transtech Cheetor and Rosanna, I think, right?
Yeah.
I have heard good things about that. Was the Chrome Dome mold when they came? I've heard very good things about that.
Yeah.
But with it being IDW, I never even really looked at it because it didn't have any connotation for me.
Hey, I just want to say something real quick while we're talking about this. This is an aside, but I'm trying, speaking of like a minute ago, like taking a drink, I'm looking to buy something. And I'm on Hasbro Pulse, and they have the Lunar Cruiser Optimus Prime back in up for pre-order. You need it.
Oh, nice. So, Diecast, were you on? You were on that podcaster / influencer panel.
Yes.
How'd that go?
It went okay. We were all kind of like, what do I talk about? You know. And so we did, because I don't think anyone like actually had a plan of what we were going to talk about.
Well, that's always fun.
Yeah. But it turned into a Q&A, which actually worked out because, you know, one person asked, like, you know, what are your favorite Transformers or what's your favorite character? And I kind of gave a story to make everyone cry. So, but it actually turned out really good. And everyone was like, man, that was a great answer. It was a good panel. I think if I do it next year, it's either just going to have to be a Q&A, so we just jump into it, like we introduce ourselves and, you know, let's have a Q&A, or we set up ahead of time what we're going to talk about and then maybe have a slight Q&A at the end.
Or you know, do it on the fly and just be a podcaster or influencer or whatever. And
yeah, I mean, that's basically, yeah, that's the two ways to go about one of those panels. You either record a podcast episode live in front of your audience, or you just do Q&A with the personalities, like one or the other. And I mean, a Q&A can be a podcast itself, but like that's pretty much all you can do with that kind of thing.
And Yolo Park actually gave them like a bunch of boxes of their model kits, the basically Build-A-Figure kits that I reviewed. And if you went to a panel, you would get a ticket and you would get a chance to win. And they would have like two or three winners every panel for these, which was really cool that Yolo Park was able to do that and, you know, make that a fun experience at BotCon. They had one of the displays was the Yolo Park Optimus Primal. I don't know if anyone saw photos of it or the video, but the chest breathes, the stomach breathes, it shoots smoke out of it. There's two different heads and it's like, it's gigantic. It's got to be like 3 foot tall. I have no idea what it'll cost, but it was super impressive. Probably too big for my collection, but
you can just stack the Omegas back there.
Yeah. I guess if you're a huge Optimus Primal fan, I guess that would be like a definite pickup.
Okay, cool. Anything else you want to share about the BotCon?
I think I got everything. I hope I mentioned enough stuff. You know, I was a little hesitant going to this BotCon because I didn't know what it would be like anymore. from past BotCons and stuff, but I really, really did enjoy it, and I would definitely go next year.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, depending where it is, I'll plan on going. Cool. Okay, let's jump into the news. So we have some photos, packaging variants, or not really variants, but packaging, inserts, things like that, or the Missing Link convoy.
Yeah, so Takara Tomy has been tweeting out bits and pieces of what to expect with the Missing Link convoy, different versions. So there's mock-ups of the packaging styles. The C02, the anime version, the box layout looks very, very similar to me to the Walmart reissue, which makes sense that they would reuse those dies to produce those packages.
Yeah.
The C01, of course, is basically trying to be a direct recreation of the original G1 toy packaging, including having a styrofoam insert.
I love the styrofoam insert.
That is the stupidest thing I have ever been excited about.
Yeah, I know, right?
I was about to disagree with you, Rob, when I heard the stupidest thing, and then I'm like, yeah, no, you got it.
So should we, like, the fact that he's Convoy and not Optimus Prime, I know, generally speaking, Convoy is supposed to refer to the original version of Optimus Prime. But even like with Masterpiece, don't they call him Optimus Prime at this point?
Most everything has been transitioned to Optimus Prime. I'm sticking with Missing Link Convoy on this because that is specifically how they're referring to it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I know newer stuff, like movie stuff, is Optimus Prime. I think anytime they get a G1 thing, I think it's still Convoy.
I know the original scheme or whatever mode was the fact that G1 is Convoy, everything else is Optimus Prime. But I swore I thought that some of like the G1 convoys had been Optimus Prime lately. So
I think some of the generations Optimus Primes have been released as Optimus Prime. But you know, they with the nature of what this is, I'm not surprised they're dropping back to Convoy.
Yeah, I prefer that. I prefer him being Convoy. That's what makes sense to me.
It was Brian, and you would know this if you bought this before Masterpiece Optimus MP10 came out in the US, because I think you were just about to buy this before that was announced.
Yep.
But that is actually listed as, I'm looking at the box, it's listed as Convoy.
That was 12, 13 years ago. That was,
yeah. So the transition to Takara calling the character Optimus Prime in certain iterations came with the movie. And initially it was only for the movie, and then that has kind of spread out since then, including, like Rob said, into generations for, you know, G1 referential toys.
Yeah, even MP44 was Convoy. So I guess anytime it's G1, it's Convoy.
Okay. I couldn't remember if MP44 was Convoy or Optimus Prime. I was actually Googling that. Yeah, I was Googling that right now. Like, I have the toy within arm's reach, but it doesn't say his name on the toy. So
just out the box. Yeah.
If it was the G2 version, it would say his name on the toy.
Yes, it should. And he would say it when he pressed the button.
Yeah.
I'm Optimus Prime.
Okay. Or Oriwa Convoy.
Does it say that in the Japanese voice box?
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
I don't think there is a Japanese voice box.
I don't think so.
Did they not release G2 Optimus Prime in Japan?
I think the only G2 Optimus Prime they released were Laser Prime and maybe the Combat Hero version.
The Combat Hero version's right over here.
The Laser Prime was Battle Convoy in Japan, so they had that.
That's right, yeah, which was the Diaclone.
The Prime of Justice.
Yes, God.
Yes.
So Missing Link is also going to have either, on C01, it will have two options for a license plate sticker for the front bumper. C02 will have the yellow rectangle for the cartoon accuracy for robot mode. It will not have license plate prints, as far as we can tell from this.
Okay.
Both versions, I think, will have a tech spec decoder, and then there's minor variations with the rifle and the Energon axe between the versions. C02's rifle has a little bit of extra paint on it for the vents to highlight those, and C02's Energon axe is a more like dull color to look more like, you know, animation style. It's a little bit less transparent.
It has diecast in all the various places that original toy had it.
Yes, thank you. Takara Tomy is doing every day or two, like, an extra little tidbit like this. So that's T @TF_PR on Twitter, I think. So keep an eye on that for more of the updates on this if you're interested.
Cool. Okay. What else? Okay. Some unnamed 2024 product listings. Anything to read into?
Well, not in the listings themselves, but JT Prime in his post says in reference to looking for the Amazon capsule that he sure once he finds something on that, it will cause capital M mayhem. So that sounds like a hint that the theme might be the Mayhem Attack Squad.
Oh,
that would be awesome.
It could be, potentially. It just depends what choices they make.
So there's a Titan here listed.
Yep, Titan for next year, as you do. A Commander class.
He also says once all is revealed, the hopefully the toy line will be finally be united. So
that might be the subtitle for next year's line rather than Universe like we've been assuming.
Yeah.
Which is gonna be confusing since we had Transformers United from Takara.
That's like exactly what I was about to say. That's a really weird subline.
This is Legacy United. So
yeah.
Like that's literally just a G1 Redux line, you know.
Yeah.
Which is what they would people want. For the most part.
So we do have some select entries, not by name, but we have a Generation Select Autobot multi-pack.
Okay.
And we have a Generation Select Deluxe 3-pack. Those are separate things.
Okay.
I'm wondering if that Deluxe 3-pack is an Insecticon 3-pack in a different color. Could be the Diaclone color with it being Selects.
It could be the remaining three Deluxe Insecticons.
Yeah. There's also a buzzworthy Bumblebee Legacy United ? Multi-pack in the listings. A Studio Series Voyager under buzzworthy Bumblebee. Studio Series Leader Reissue 3. So the same way we had the Jetwing Optimus and the Age of Extinction Grimlock over the last year or so, they're going to do another reissue of a Studio Series toy for Target. Studio Series 2-pack, and then four
that's our
more.
Other dead.
Yeah, that's Brett.
Yeah, probably.
Bratchet. Brawn and Ratchet.
Bratchet is a ship name?
No, that's what happened. That's what happened when they went through the portal and came out, you know, fused.
Oh, that was Megatron Ratchet, though.
Yeah, I know.
And then four more Walmart retro entries for 40th anniversary.
God, who is left with viable molds at this point, other than
Blaster?
Blitzwing.
Trypticon.
Blitzwing.
Cassettes.
Yeah.
There's like what, eight cassettes?
Well, remember they also remade the Dino cassettes.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm factoring those in.
Soundwave and Blaster both have existing molds and we haven't seen them yet.
Or it's Missing Link Prime and Three Things We Don't Know About.
Yeah. What if it's Trypticon? And there's also Metroplex. That one Skyleaks has a mold that's out there that's usable.
I mean, all that stuff sounds really expensive for
Walmart. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if they want to pull the Soundwave mold out, they've got two releases right there because they can run a Sound Blaster off of that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think
same with Billy and Twincast.
Do you think the Sound Blaster mold still exists so they could do it like they did with Gigatron from RID? They actually used Galvatron and then just painted it as Megatron.
Well, remember the Toys R Us Soundwave reissue from 2006 actually did exactly what you're saying. It was Soundwave with the double cassette door.
Okay, all right. I forgot about that.
I never picked that up. Now I have to.
Yeah, I think I've talked about it before. Like all releases of Soundwave post Sound Blaster have the modifications they made to the mold, so it shouldn't be a thing to release a Sound Blaster.
Chris, are you saying that it has the double door?
Yeah, that Soundwave reissue has the double tape
from
door.
Toys R Us. Yes,
dang. Yeah, the Toys R Us one specifically
because they're all modified to accommodate a double door. But like,
that's what Rob was saying. Everything since Sound Blaster, whether it's been whether the flat door has been remade for that, the hinge structure is still external like Sound Blaster.
But
the Toys R Us one in the classics packaging has the Sound Blaster tape door, the double.
Dang it, I did not realize one. That crap.
So the thing on this list that gets me is Studio Series Deluxe Lifeline.
Oh, that's for Transformers Rise. That's the video game that's supposed be coming out later this year. There's a few other toys for this. Transformers Reactivate. Rise is the line code for that. Because I think Rise was a working name for that game.
I mean, I thought they, like we talked about this last week, where it seems like they're just at the point where they're making stuff up now to
yeah, no, this, this, to fill I guess, out the line. Would be, this would, I guess, be a gamer edition entry then, probably.
The first place my head goes for that is the Bumblebee Movie RC in Paragon Minute Colors is the first thing I think of.
I mean,
it'll be a Seafoam Green RC, I'm sure. I just wasn't sure where they were getting that for the studio series.
Quick question on the studio series Commander. Is that the Ultra Magnus we already know about?
Or no, that'll be next year's studio series Commander.
Wow. I'm already hoping it'll be a new Fire Convoy. I want a new RID Optimus.
I guess that could be the legacy one.
Sorry, I'm going to go back to this. I'm looking at photos of that Soundwave from Toys R Us.
Yeah.
And the packaging, the photo inside has the original door, the Soundwave door, but the toy does have the Sound Blaster door.
Yeah, I literally have the toy on the shelf in front of me right now.
That's really weird.
Yeah. So,
Dawn, I would not get your hopes up for it being Fire Convoy because it's a studio series Commander.
No, but we have a legacy Commander coming, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw two commanders.
I'm trying to crush Dawn's spirits. Let me have this.
I mean, we've got Armada Optimus. Unless they're going to follow through with a new Energon and a new Cybertron, because I don't think that previous retool of Ultra Magnus as Cybertron Optimus was really what everybody wanted.
I liked it.
So, I mean, I did too, but I'm saying they may follow through. Still thinking about the
Nova Prime, honestly.
They did make a mold to be Sideburn, and we're getting it as Sideburn next year. So, like, other Robots in Disguise 2001 stuff is certainly not out of the realm of possibility. So, like, I figure if we would get a leader or commander Robots in Disguise Optimus Prime, like, next year's probably it.
I'm still going to hope for new Power Master Prime, honestly.
That's what I was about to say. I mean, think of the repaints you could get out of that, too. We could get Fire Guts out of that.
Nucleon Quest.
No, Super but
Convoy.
Skate Park Convoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, same difference, basically. Oh, that would be so weird if they made a new Power Master Optimus Prime and baked in extra parts so they could do the skate park version as a like select release or something. That would just be so bizarre.
I am so happy I have that ridiculous toy.
Yeah.
I wish I did.
Do you think there's enough in Studio Series 86 Magnus to get Power Master Prime out of?
I wouldn't want them to do it that way.
I don't see anything
that
could be used in a Power Master Prime.
They're such very different,
designs. I just didn't know whether there was bits and pieces that they could use to...
Okay, so I mean, like, the thing to keep in mind with that, too, for Power Master Optimus... The cab robot has to be its own separate robot. Yes, Titans Return did do it as an all-in-one, but it shouldn't have.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't come out and flat out say no, because you know they have some other use for that Ultra Magnus planned. Like, they're not just going to release that toy once.
Well, I mean, they might put it in the... Go ahead, Rob.
We haven't necessarily gotten... reuses for some of the other commanders. Did Skylinks and Rodimus Prime ever get reused for anything?
Good point. No, they have not.
I think commanders generally are budgeted in such a way to not expect to get a mold reuse just because of the high price point. When they can do something like Shatterglass Jetfire, like that is a very welcome bonus. But like Skylinks has gotten a second production run, which basically counts the same way for recouping the mold cost, because it's an extra production of that. They're getting, more toys worth of profit without having to make new molds. So,
and we do have a commander or not? Yeah, we do have a commander Motor Master that is looking currently like somewhere down the line is going to get a G2 version.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's getting that box set run this year. So,
yes,
and like I would not be surprised if their expectation with Ultra Magnus is to just in a couple of years run it as Ultra Magnus again as a refresher rather than have a different colorway or a retool of it.
Movie preview. Preview. Come on.
That's completely valid. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that Ultra Magnus, I just saw new pictures of it, and the way the arms and the legs connect, it looks like they're Combiner Wars ports. And
except
I'm thinking,
they're backwards.
Oh, they are? I'm like, how fun will that be to start putting Combiner Wars figures on Ultra Magnus?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I've got to jump ahead because
yeah, we need to move on.
I just learned something. I haven't been looking at photos because mine should be here like tomorrow. But the Beast Wars Versus 01 Megatron and Optimus Primal
photos,
it comes in a vintage style versus box.
Oh, you hadn't seen that for any of them before,
no.
have you?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I love it. Like I was when mine coming, I'm like, do I flip this? I'm like, if it comes with a window box, I might keep it. Boy, does it come with a window box. That is gorgeous. That's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. So it comes in a brown slip cover box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is the Versus series, the new Versus series branding. But yeah, it comes in, you know, not reproduction exactly, but like that style inner box. So you can display it that way.
Yeah. Those old Beast Wars, Beast Wars 2nd, Beast Wars Neo style boxes are my jam. I love those things. Yeah.
Yeah. Takara Tomy packaging of that era was really
top-notch.
Cool and different feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that style packaging so much. It's the best.
Yeah. Your subtle brag there.
That's my second one.
The not so subtle brag.
Not so subtle. That's my second X9. That's not my first X. Yeah. So.
But yeah. Yeah. The Optimus Primal is not doing anything for me. Like, I can tell it's different from the two versions we already have from Hasbro. The Megatron, though, looks fantastic.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. I'm definitely keeping it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just had to share that's has me excited. I should have that tomorrow. God, I should have two packages from DHL tomorrow, I think.
And Rob should have it in several months when Big Bad Toy Store gets theirs.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, actually,
sold out everywhere else when I got to it.
No.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think I'll have it tomorrow. I think I'll have a package from DHL tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Yep. And one of those boxes is very large.
I will probably have another DHL package next week if this place does free shipping every weekend.
Oh, wow.
And, like, for you, Brian, DHL 3 days in a row is not a big deal. Like, if I was doing that, my DHL driver that comes out here would be very, very angry because, as far as I know, the DHL depot for this entire region is on the far side of Nashville. So it's like a 70-mile drive to get out here.
Mine is in Greensboro, so mine's about the same.
Oh, okay. So your guy's going to be mad, too. Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Okay. I think I found my new favorite thing. Sonic.
I was wondering how you were going to take that.
Sonic Kids Meal, or Spark merchandise. It's a spoon.
It's a little non-posable, I think, figurine for four of them, I think. And you take the head off and there's a little spoon in it.
I love it. I'm going to go to Sonic.
That's great.
Tomorrow.
Are they out already?
It says, this says that the person got it at Sonic, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the problem is nobody pays attention to Sonic for kids' meal toys because.
Yeah,
it's Sonic.
I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need it.
Oh, sure you do. Just go, you know, go get yourself a mediocre hamburger.
Or an awful hot dog.
Hey, I'm actually pretty, I think their burgers are okay. Their hot dogs are okay. So this popped up
last. Their milkshakes are good. That's why I go to Sonic.
Mm.
Yeah, Sonic is for the drinks and the milkshakes.
Yeah. Oh, God.
This Prime is terrible.
Do you remember... Remember, Brian, like almost every week doing the show, JD would have a big Sonic glass with him?
Yeah. I mean, it's an Oklahoma company. So if you look at like those maps you see on the internet, hey, the number one fast food restaurant in every state, Sonic is the number one fast food restaurant in one state, and that's Oklahoma.
Where it originated.
Where it originated, yeah. God, the site sucks. There's going to be Transformers themed controllers, but I don't see them. Where the hell are they?
They do not have pictures of the Transformers ones yet. I noted in the headline, not pictured. They are like Xbox controllers, or, you know, major game system controllers with transparent plastic shells and little figurines of characters inside of them that probably are non-removable. I believe there is also going to be headsets doing the same thing.
Interesting. Okay.
Interesting, but like, you know, more of an oddity than anything.
Marcus posted photos of Antagony on his Instagram.
Yeah, including one shot with an earlier sample with a different deco for the robot head, pinker color, which I actually kind of prefer that to what they ended up going with. I think from his write-up, that was based more on the BotCon comic interpretation. And for the actual toy, he wanted to go for something that actually was more true to the BotCon exclusive toy. I like that pinker head, though, honestly.
Yeah, it's nice.
He also said in this that the existence of the Transmetal Scavenger alternate head on the mold and some of the hidden Transmetal style detailing was because at one point he was hoping to get some kind of Transmetal referential line going, maybe with doing like partial work on the toys, but like it sounds like his expectation was to just try to make homages to the Transmetals using the Season 1 style bodies, which I, for one, am glad didn't actually manage to happen.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, the Scavenger head on Inferno, the Buzzsaw weapon Tarantulas came with, are two examples he gave of that. I don't think they could retool those toys enough, though, to actually make them look and feel like Transmetal versions of the characters, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But Antagony looks really, really good. Yeah, yeah. And should be coming out soon through Pulse, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. Photos of the Beast Wars versus Scorponok.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've talked about this at various points with this line. Like, half of the toys just feel like they're not that much different or better than the retail versions that already came out. And Scorponok totally has the energy.
Yeah.
Photos of Studio Series 86 Frenzy.
Yeah. Yep, that's definitely Red Rumble.
Yep.
Yep.
Totes. And what? China gets a Transformers stage show.
Yeah, they're calling it Battle for the Spark. It's not Beast Machines, unfortunately. Yeah, so it's like full costumes and everything. There's a Ravage puppet.
I hope this gets like a streaming version.
Well, yeah, if so, hopefully somebody subtitles it.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, I've never taken my kids to like a stage show for like one of their favorite character or cartoons or whatever. But Paramount Plus does have the Paw Patrol Live on it, and it's nightmare fuel.
You know, looking at the pictures, these promo pictures, the costumes they designed for this actually look quite good.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm particularly impressed with how good the Windblade costume looks.
Yeah, I saw photos of this circulating on Twitter, and I had no clue what in the heck it was. It makes sense now. This is like Evergreen the musical.
Yeah, essentially, it's very Cyberverse design. Cyberverse leaned heavily into the Evergreen art style. The only thing about this that I'm disappointed by is that it's not on ice skates.
Yeah,
because I think Transformers on Ice is the live action spectacle that I need in my life.
Yeah, agree. Cool. Okay. Anything else? That's it?
No, fortunately, because we are in a time crunch.
No, we're good. Rob, what'd you get this week?
Oh boy. Okay. If we're good,
you're good.
Okay. I made notes. I
do that sometimes.
Yeah. So yeah. Somebody. Clued me into a Japanese company that occasionally does free shipping. And so I got a bunch of stuff because free shipping from a Japanese seller is literally worth its weight in gold. I got a bunch more of the Shoto figures. I pretty much finished off what I want from that, except for the ones from Shin Kamen Rider that aren't out yet. And also probably, you know, some of the other newer ones that are coming out later, but you know, of what's available, I've got what I got some Ultraman stuff as well out of that. Got the Shoto Gokaiger set because that was only like $90 from there.
That's a good set.
Yeah, it looks really good. I haven't opened it yet, but it is looking really nice.
This week they announced the Nezi Rangers too.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Oh man, that's a rabbit hole.
For reference, for people who aren't familiar with Super Sentai, the Neji Rangers are In Space's Psycho Rangers.
Yeah, and the Gokaigers are the Super Mega Force powers. So
yes,
but yeah,
Don's wincing.
Yeah, but I got them because of Gokaiger Don. Trust me.
It's just sad to think of that as that. It's just very sad.
It was not a good adaptation. Let's see. Also in the first box, I got the G-Frame Gundam Easy 8, because that's a figure that could, you know, not unhappy to see an update from, an update of. Want to get the Goof Custom as well, but it's been out of print for a while. That desperately needs an update from the MS in Action.
I mean, you could always look into investing in the Robot Spirits one.
Yeah, but the G-Frame stuff is almost more or less an MS in Action scale, so I
that's kinda, true, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of MS in Action, I actually got some good stuff in that range. I got the Double Zeta Gundam finally, which I'd never gotten back in the day. I got the extended MS in Action Herbert von Cuspin Gelgoog, which is one of the, you know, higher paint figures, but really well articulated, nice looking toy. And something like of the MS in Action stuff, I got something that I'm really happy with. Like, I think it was for, I forget whether it was Shardacon or BotCon. I need to raise some money to go, so I sold a bunch of the things I had around. And one of them was a limited edition version of the original Gundam in its rollout colors, a really nice white and silver color scheme. I sold that for $50. These people had it for $10.
Okay, then.
So I've got that back.
So that was on the Gundam second version body, right?
Yes, which is one of the best.
The best one. It is the best one.
I do still like the extended Gundam, but yeah, it's
the extended for me was leaning too hard into like replicating a few specific anime poses rather than focusing on being an exceptionally good action figure, where the second version was more about being a really good action figure of the like platonic ideal of what Gundam is supposed to look like.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment.
That aside.
That's the first box. the next weekend, this last weekend, they had another free shipping sale and they got the stuff to me already.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. In that box, I got the G-Frame Gelgoog Vertex Testarossa, which is a limited edition, very fancy Gelgoog. It was only $35, which for premium Bandai anything is damn good.
Yeah.
I got the Shin Kamen Rider Design Works art book, which I really did like that movie. I love Japanese art books. I have always loved getting art books for stuff I like. Just long time habit. It's been a while since I got one, so that was nice. And just two other things I picked up in this I almost forgot. Got a couple of model kits that were cheap. Gundam F91 high grade, F91 era mobile suit too tiny, but it was $9, so that's a good price. I got, because I was curious, one of the EcoPlaw kits, which are made entirely recycled plastic. I got the gem. Yeah, this is back when they were like all in black plastic. The newer EcoPlaw, I think, come in like earth tones instead, just to go with theme. But I've had that gem in the original colors. It looks, you know, it looks about the same. I'm going to have to handle the part to see how it feels. But I was curious about that, and it was cheap. So I, you know, since I was getting free shipping, it was worth it. And the last thing I got, and this is why I made a second order from these people. I think I've talked before about wanting to get Gundam Ace Magazine, which is the like monthly manga anthology that comes out in Japan. But monthly manga anthologies are the size of phone books, so the shipping is murder. So I got like four of those for like under their original 800 yen cover price. So brand new with all the inserts and posters and things. Got a really nice poster from the Gundam Cuckoo's Jones Island movie. So that was really nice. And yeah, that was my big purchase from this Japanese retailer. And then this afternoon, USA Gundam store finally got to me the high grade Gundam Calibar, and I ordered like a week before I ordered any. And I also got, because I wanted to see the size comparison, a pair of 1/144 scale, the same scale as most high grade Gundam kits, TIE Fighters, Vader's TIE Fighter and the standard model. And if you go to tfradio.net/discord and take a look in the what we got this week section, you can see a photo of the comparative sizes of the boxes. And it's, you know, bear in mind also when you look at the TIE Fighter box, there's two of those in there. So it's really, it was really just funny to open this up and see that. But that is the bulk of what I got this week. And, you know, thank you so much for bearing with me while I go through this giant stack of ham.
That's awesome. That was pretty cool, Rob. That sounds like an awesome deal, getting free ship.
Oh, it was. I like I said, I'm going to be watching for when they do that again, because there's a couple other things there that would work out pretty well if I can get free shipping. So.
Cool. Chris, you said you had nothing?
I have nothing.
Matt, do you have nothing?
I have one thing. So okay. I got the Shattered Glass 2-pack, well, 3-pack, I guess, technically. Sideswipe, Shattered Glass Sideswipe, Rodimus, and Whisper. So Sideswipe Shattered Glass is absolutely beautiful. He's got these delightful mint green colors on the gray that just, it's great. The newly molded chest does have the sculpted in Autobot symbol, so it's raised slightly above everything else. Brand new head on it, looks really good. Really nice figure. Whisper, the minicon, is surprisingly good. Like, I was expecting, like, the way the Micromasters turned out from, what, Earthrise, I think it was?
Siege.
Yeah. No, Whisper is actually really good. I've had this for a couple of days, and none of the arms, none of the legs have popped off. Nothing has come off any joint. He's pretty poseable for a minicon, too. And decent transformation steps for him, too. But, Rodimus, Shattered Glass Rodimus is just absolutely beautiful. As far as I'm concerned, you're never going to beat black, purple, and silver as a color scheme. Like, that is perfection as far as I'm concerned. He does have his evil goatee, which is great. This is just
nice.
A super good figure anyway. That Studio Series Hot Rod toy is amazing. And yeah, he is super pretty. So that's it for me.
Cool. Diecast, you got a bunch of stuff at BotCon, right?
Oh yeah. I'll start off with the Simon Furman signed print of issue 70 of G2 Transformers.
G1.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always liked this cover. It's the one where Megatron and Prowl are being fused.
Ratchet.
Yes.
Yep.
That's in G2.
Yeah. G2, it was Megatron Prowl.
So, as I said, I went to the Realm party, and part of their theme was two Ollies that are being kind of fused together like that also. So I got the artist to sign it, which was JD. He's a member of their member of the Realm of Collectors. So did a really nice job on it. Just looks really good. So I got that. And in the collector box, I got a clear orange Ollie. And because I wanted to try and get the whole set, there's a clear orange, there's a clear purple, and there's a clear, like straight clear, which is a variant, which is like one of like, they only made like 35 of them. So I did like four pulls or three pulls, and I got another purple, and then I got a whole set of orange and purple again. So I did put a set on eBay because the only reason I was picking them is because I was trying to get a clear. But these look, I mean, I'll show you the orange one real quick. I know a lot of people won't see this because we're an audio podcast, but it looks really nice. And the purple's also very nice. So might as well show the purple real quick too. So Ollie was kind of like their mascot, I guess, because it was one of the things they talked about. It's always it's one of the worst third party figures ever. But they did make improvements, and you know, I'm sure these are pretty nice. I mean, the design's pretty much the same, but
and just for the benefit of people who aren't familiar and aren't watching the video, Ollie is a third party wheelie.
Yeah,
X-Crane boss. I handled it one time, and I remember being afraid to break it.
I still think you have to be careful not to break it. I got a Waspinator at the Toys R Us in the mall, and then I got it signed by Scott McNeil.
You had him sign it to Diecast, I see.
Yes.
Nice.
As it needed to be. So again, I'm not usually a big autograph person, but Scott McNeil will not charge for his autograph. He refuses to, because that's not why he got into the voice acting business. He's that's just cool. That kind of guy. He's a super awesome guy, which is one of the reasons I wanted his autograph, is because he was super awesome, not because he was a voice actor. But I mean, he's also a very talented voice actor, if that makes any sense. I also got the MMC reformatted Cheetor and Rosanna. I did not like this mold as
Chrome Dome,
but God darn it, it looks good as a Cheetor. I don't know why it speaks to me a lot more than the Chrome Dome. I think it's the colors.
I've had molds that they changed the color, and I really like what they've done versus the original. Is like, why did I buy this?
I also got the Robosyn Optimus Prime, I guess you could say stand, the one that we saw that was announced in Japan, but it has not been announced in the US, even though I bought it. I can't review it because they have a agreement with TFW 2005 for the exclusive launch in the US. So I have it, but it's not out.
Ah, okay. Nice.
I also got the Remix MMC tapes of Pitch and Motif.
I have no idea what they are.
Rewind and Eject.
Rewind and Eject.
Okay.
The 1-to-1 scale cassettes, which I've always really liked these cassettes, so I knew I was going to get these guys.
The Ravage one, I didn't care for the transformation on it. It just felt weird, but it was a nice toy.
Yeah. I have the Rumble and Frenzy, and I also have what's the one that just came out? The lion.
Do you have?
I'm losing my
Steeljaw.
Thank you. I also got Steeljaw. I don't think I got Ravage, and I missed
Ravage was the first one, right? Years ago.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ravage and Laserbeak. I think I missed Laserbeak.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
But they're really nice. And I also got Roller. I don't have it to show on screen, but it's the it's Roller actually as a transforming character.
It's from a new company called Mod Fans. They did one in silver and one in prime colors.
Yeah, the prime colors are awesome. The blue Roller, he's painted beautifully, and he wasn't that expensive. He was like $35. So it's a really nice figure. Transformation is pretty simple and straightforward. And that's one of those things like I've always wished I had in my collection, was a Roller that transformed.
Is it sized to go with the Masterpiece Optimus Prime?
It's actually probably a little bit larger, because he's actually like a deluxe size figure comparably. So the Roller's a little bit bigger, but you can put the Masterpiece trailer on it. So, and I'm not sure if it's MP10 Masterpiece trailer, MP44 Masterpiece trailer. I'm not sure, or maybe both of them. But I didn't buy it for that. I just bought it to have Roller as a actual robot. So, and it serves purpose beautifully for that. And then I also got the same pack that Matt got with Rodimus Unicronus, or whatever they're calling him, Shatterglass Rodimus, and but I didn't even open that yet. It's just been really busy. I think I got everything.
Cool. Donald, what did you get?
Okay, real quick, nothing really to write home about that hasn't been talked about. Today I got Rodimus and Sideswipe. I've been looking at this for a while. When I saw Diecast had picked it up, seeing it kind of sort of in person, I got the orange version of the Masterpiece Cyclonus from I believe it was X Transbots. It's not from them, it's from a KO
Fans toys.
But it's a Shattered Glass Rodimus, and he has one of the best Target Masters they've done, regular or third party. And for some reason, Target Master seems to be the one thing no one can really pin down. And this one and the one that comes with Mate Toys Point Blank are the two that's actually decent Target Masters. I got him on sale. At the same time from the sale, I picked up the clear version of the New Age Air Guardian.
God, I didn't even see it in the package there for a second. You're right. I thought you were holding up an empty package.
Because it's clear.
Yeah, it's clear. So I picked that up because the sale price made it down in the at a U.S. domestic reseller that it was overseas at all the overseas places. So I basically, I wasn't paying any markup compared to what I could have gotten it for. And then I got Nacelle. And
oh, you got that already? Wow. Yeah,
This is from Amazon. This came from Amazon.
A lot of people had those showing up either today or yesterday.
Yeah.
Mine didn't show up yet.
Yeah. Now, one of the people in our chat, tfrgo.net/discord, mentioned theirs came in with mold on the wings. Mine apparently is looking pretty good, but they said that there was mold on the wings. So I don't really
mildew, something like that. Yeah,
I really don't know. Other than the wrong mode, as far as planes go, those colors really look great on them. I wish they had done it on the Earthrise mold, but
yeah,
still,
so do I. I would have bought it.
Yeah, but it's still a good looking figure. I like it.
Maybe that's why it had mold on it. Maybe they were made before the Earthrise figure came out, and these are just sitting somewhere.
No, this was probably run when Senator Shockwave was run for that recent 2-pack. So they probably did it about the same time because it was already on the line to get another Selects exclusive. And that's all I've got that's not a ham sandwich, and we're skipping that this week.
No, Don, you can do your ham sandwich.
Oh, I got to do all mine.
Yeah, we're running early, so
okay.
We're making good time.
The only thing I picked up, I wasn't going to get this character, but I walked into Walmart and it was actually there.
I see a gargoyle.
I got Angela from the NECA Gargoyle series.
Nice,
oh, nice.
I wasn't going to pay shipping on her, and my Walmart that hasn't had anything new since Demona actually got in Angela, so I went ahead and picked it up while I was there.
I only just saw Demona for the first time at Walmart last week.
Yeah, it's weird. I've seen Hudson out for months, but yeah, that's all I got this week.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to do my ham sandwich. I pre-ordered two Snake Mountains from Masters of the Universe Origins, one for me, one for my kids. My 4-year-old has been harassing me for that for months. Hey, when Snake Mountain here? When is Snake Mountain here? When is Snake Mountain? And it arrived on Saturday, and she was so happy.
Nice.
I worried that, like, she was going to be out of this Masters of the Universe phase by the time I got here. Nope. She still loves it. So
good.
Yeah. That made me happy. I haven't put mine together, but I put hers out. I put it together and everything. It doesn't have the voice gimmick from the original toy. I didn't expect that it would, but, otherwise it's pretty nice. And I got my favorite Optimus Prime ever, which is the, VNR Optimus Prime. So, remember last year, my favorite toy of the year was Holiday Optimus Prime. And I was so happy with it. I almost did not buy this. Like, I'm sure I'll like it, but I won't like it as much because it's the same mold again.
Yeah.
But dang it. I think I like it as much or better.
The colors,
it's,
you know, yeah, on screen, on looking at it on the computer, do not do that toy any justice.
It looks so nice in hand. I don't like, I want it to sell well, but I hope it goes on clearance because I want another one for my desk at work.
I really hope they do that as a G2 laser of G2 Hero Optimus. I mean, that mold screams it anyway. So the legs are wrong. Well, it's close enough. Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's the spirit of G2, not necessarily the letter.
No, I don't see the spirit of G2 in that. And I consider myself an expert on that.
I love the toy. All right. I'm happy it exists.
It's a good toy.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Brian. I just bought something on the show.
What'd you get?
Take a drink.
I got the Optimus Prime because I was in the same boat. I was not going to get it because I enjoyed the Holiday Prime so much.
I love it, dude. I love it.
And I trust you. So yeah. That's why I have to.
Yeah. It is definitely worth a purchase. Cool. Okay. You can find everything that we do at tfradio.net. including our Patreon. You can link right there. You see what I did? I got ahead of myself and I forgot the Patreon and I just segued right into Patreon. So, because I'm trying to get out of here, you can go to patreon.com/TF Radio and sign up and be a super fan like all the other RSC super fans that are Patreon. Patreon benefits. You get an ad free version of the show. You get the podcast a day early at a higher bit rate. With a weekly Patreon exclusive pre-show podcast. If we have an edited version of the show, you get both the public edited plus part, edited plus a private unedited version as a Patreon benefit. You get Hot 5 podcast week early, and I'm working on getting all those posted. Patrons at the touch tier get to be on Hot 5. Touch patrons also get to be mentioned on the show each week and listed at tfradio.net/credits. So I want to thank Kevin Dorsey, AJ, Eric Griffin, Tyrell Gwynn, Rick Mahurin, Ryan Bona, Emmett Sresovich, Rabbits, Hector Bones, Ness, Joey Russell, Sean Williamson, Spider Bob, Jay Klein Rye, Sean Hamilton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Sean Bratton, Jason Hiley, TJ Petrucci, Hyper Shouta, and Brock Brand. Thank you all so much. And like I said, everything that we do, you can find it at tfradio.net. We have podcast episodes and archive going back 24 years. It's a lot. Tons of podcasts that we no longer publish, like Superhero Time or Fanboy Versus.
That one episode of Star Trek.
Yeah, one episode of Star Trek.
That's actually worth going back and listening to. I will say that.
It is.
Go listen to our like 110 episode long Star Trek podcast.
Yeah. So, tons of podcast episodes, thousands. At least a couple of thousand podcast episodes going back years at tfradio.net. Plus, we'll have some new episodes of RPG Lessons Learned soon that I've got to post. Just a ton of stuff. You can find me personally at briankilby.com, and Ant from TFU Info hooked me up with a Blue Sky invitation. So I am now on Blue Sky as... Do I have to give the whole thing or can I just give the name? Chris,
I've just been giving the name when I do mine.
At Kilby, KILBY. So I beat any other Kilby to getting my
name. What is Blue Sky?
It's new future. Twitter. It's new Twitter.
New Twitter?
It's by the people. It's by Jack and a lot of the folks who were at Twitter.
So now that you're invited, up Twitter in the first, can you invite place, me?
If I get one.
you have to get invite codes.
Yeah, I don't have one yet. I have to say, it feels much more like Twitter used to. I look at my feed and it's just positive stuff. Positive stuff. It's positivity. It's almost all Transformers. It's wonderful. Like the clock is ticking on Twitter. Like I think if after 30 days your account goes, unused, they'll delete it. I think Elon's going to have to delete my account because I think this is the one I'm going to stick with because it just feels right.
Blue Sky's going to win the format war.
I think so.
Yep.
So I'm at Kilby on Blue Sky. Chris,
thanks a lot. And I was going to lord my Blue Sky account over Brian because he couldn't get one.
Thank you. You're
awesome. So I am at Melvar on Blue Sky.
Oh, you'll share it now.
I will share it now because I'm behaving myself currently.
I'm not offending
anyone yet.
For like a year.
More than a year. It's been a couple. Yes. Because I was shouting into the void on Twitter.
Yes.
And people didn't like it. So I just, if anybody wanted me, they could find me. But I'm behaving myself on Blue Sky.
Awesome.
Thus far.
So three L's, two R's, right?
Yes.
Sweet.
Okay. So I am on social media on mastodon.social and on Blue Sky as Chris RTXV. I'm not using either one super much, but I am, checking in with them. So there's hope there for that. I'm also on our Discord all the time, tfradio.net/Discord, which has my favorite group of like-minded nerds to have nerdy conversations with at any given time on various subjects. It's a very chill environment in there. Great group of regulars. I encourage everyone to come hang out and join us. Don't have to install anything in your browser, et cetera, et cetera. The whole usual Discord spiel. As for the things I've done on the internet, you can find my personal works at playwithphotography.com, which includes galleries and articles and anything else that's on there that isn't a gallery or an article, I suppose. And I have an Amazon wishlist at tfradio.net/chrislist if you wish to just, shower me with material affection.
Rob, what about you?
Okay, I am also on Blue Sky now at robflails.bsky.social. Rob Flails is basically what I'm using for my official stuff for Flail Throughs, which is not to say I won't blather about whatever I feel like, because I do that. But Flail Throughs is my YouTube channel. I've been doing it for over 10 years. I cover mostly Gundam games, though this week, thanks to Bandai Namco Entertainment America, I've got a copy of Armored Core 6 that I'm running through, and that is a lot of fun. But anyway, if you like what I'm doing over there, you can support it at patreon.com/flailthroughs. And I have an Amazon wish list if anybody wants to see it at tfradio.net/playlist.
Cool. Sweet. Okay. Don.
I'm reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EVR. I'll check out Blue Sky if I ever get an invite. I think that's how that works. Other than that, I can be reached on Facebook at my name, but I usually never go there because there's so much to process. I also have an Amazon wish list, tfradio.net/donlist. And that's about it.
Cool. Diecast.
I can be found on X because no one invited me to Blue Sky and Diecast too. You can like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast, and you can see my reviews at youtube.com/RFCReviews or tfradio.net/reviews.
Cool. Sweet. I think that's it.
Yeah. That is it.
Cool. Okay. We'll see you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.